I was wondering about Moog instruments and what kind of Moog equipment you're using these days, if any.
I basically use every single thing that they make.
Nice.
It's like an easy, comprehensive answer to the question. I have my favorites.
What are your favorites?
My favorites are, and I'm almost afraid, there's one piece of equipment they make that very few people seem to use, but it's one of my favorite pieces of equipment. It's called the Murph.
Mm-hmm.
It's M-U-R-F.
Okay.
And it's not a particularly practical piece of equipment, but it does really, really interesting things, and I use it all the time. And also the synths, the Voyager and the little fatty synths.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with Moog equipment, apart from the fact that, there's just that long, amazing pedigree, but I saw a documentary on Bob Moog that was made, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact, I never met Bob.
Yeah.
But what I know of him is he seemed like he had there was a very strong spiritual side to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And somehow I feel like that, not to sound all weird and new agey, but I somehow feel like that really comes through, not just with the ethos of the company, but the quality of the equipment. And I don't mean quality in terms of whether it's good or bad, but just sort of qualitatively, it's really special compared to a lot of more, generic plastic synthesizers.
Okay. This is how it's gonna go. Y'all gonna move till you can't no more. The DJ gonna cut the records till his hand is sore. The lights are gonna flash.
It's nice to, I've never worked there, but I imagine to work in a place that has that pedigree, that was started by such a true visionary.
Yeah.
I don't think calling Bob Moog a visionary is hyperbole. It's not exaggeration. He was an honest to goodness visionary, and he more than anyone sort of enabled the growth of electronic music. Because before the original Moog synthesizers, synthesizers were these huge contraptions that were only used for academic experimental music at universities. But then also to work on products that are made in a very craftsmanlike, artisan-like way, and that are so profoundly appreciated by the people who use them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I imagine if you work in a company that makes toilets, the toilets go out there, and, you can't feel too proud about what you're making, and you realize that no one's really paying that much attention to the end product. But if you're making, beautiful wood-paneled Moog synthesizers, you know that whoever gets them, you're creating something that for a lot of people is going to be a huge integral part of their creative process.
People that come together, people that fall apart. No one can stop us now.
So you're in Asheville?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never been there, but my stepfather lives there, and so I'm really excited, and he just thinks it's the most beautiful place in the world, so I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah, everybody who lives here is kind of, in love with this town. It's a fun place to be, so
Maybe I'll come there, and I'll leave L.A. and move to North Carolina.
There you go, yeah, you should do that. At least think about it.